I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 4th. There would be one less voting precinct in Quincy next year under a proposed new voting precinct and ward map. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says that Ward 2 Precinct 23A would revert back to Ward 2 Precinct 2. That precinct was located at a single building of the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center. The new map was developed based on the results of the 2020 federal census. Quincy City Councilors want the state to enforce a commercial vehicle ban on Ferrisburg Parkway and Quincy Shore Drive. Officials will amend an earlier resolution adding Quincy Shore Drive to the measure, calling on state police and the Department of Conservation and Recreation to ban commercial trucks that they say are causing disruption in local neighborhoods. A student in the Goals program in the Quincy Public Schools will be in court tomorrow for a judge to determine if he should be released on bail. 18-year-old Tramari Sherry Emile is charged with bringing a loaded handgun to that program at North Quincy High School last Monday. Emile was arrested after reportedly showing the gun to another student who reported him. Emile was apprehended at the North Quincy T station, where officers recovered a loaded Glock handgun, a 17-round magazine, some marijuana, and $200 in cash. A Braintree man facing charges that he was inside a stolen van in Quincy with cocaine. Police say 47-year-old Anthony Malvarosa was caught inside a stolen van in the Home Depot parking lot on Willard Street last Thursday. Officers responded to a report of a suspicious van and found Malvarosa. He fled on foot, but was quickly apprehended with help from a police canine on Cross Street. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, October 4th.